The news in 20 minutes. Every 20 minutes. This is LBC News.
Now, 24 people have been arrested in the UK in connection with an online marketplace selling stolen account details. Genesis has now been shut down following an operation by authorities in 17 countries, including the FBI and the National Crime Agency. The website allowed scammers to buy stolen information for as little as 56 pence. Well, I'm joined live now by Febzy Turkalt, the editor of Gadget Detective. That's quite scary, isn't it? The idea that for as little as 56 pence, you could buy somebody's password.
It is. And one of the things that made Genesis as successful as it was is it made it very easy for people to buy those passwords and other credentials. They didn't have to be security or even IT experts. It was a fraud for idiots. You know, you could just buy very cheaply. And I think the worrying thing about this is, although they've arrested 120 people worldwide, it doesn't look to me like they've arrested the people actually operating the criminal endeavour. Those people, I think, are still at large, and parts of this system, as far as I can see, are still running.
Now, that's quite scary as well, because when you think about it, this is just one site, but there are many, many others out there that are still operating.
Yeah. No, absolutely there are, and this isn't going to go away. And, you know, arresting 120 people is great, but considering how many people are out there, the tens of thousands, possibly hundreds of thousands of people worldwide engaged in this activity, it's not going to act as a deterrent, I fear.
This has been a growing trend that we've seen over the last few years. We think of computer hacking and some of the stuff that goes on as being a very dark, kind of shady world, and it's become very public. I mean, this is almost a sort of customer service operation going on. And we've seen the same from some of the ransomware attacks, that they're basically producing a very polished, almost, I hesitate to call it a service, but a very polished operation.
It is a service. That's exactly what it is. Yes, they even have a tech support wiki, you know, like a version of Wikipedia where they can actually just go on and read about it. And it's very easy. You don't have to. And that's one of the reasons, by the way, why part of the operation was not on the dark web, to make it findable by people who are not experts who want to get into this, you know. And it doesn't bode well. What we need to do is we need to up our security game. We need to switch on second factor authentication wherever possible, so that our accounts, starting with our email, that's the one we should be protecting first, and then our platforms, such as, you know, our Apple ID or our Google ID, those things we have to secure with the second factor. So factor one is something you know, your password, and factor two is something that you own.
So
Could be your mobile phone, or it could be one of those little YubiKey devices that you can get that give you. So even when they steal your password, they would need something that you own, like the key as well.
Because, I mean, when you look at people out there using these services, the majority of people just aren't secure enough, are they?
No, I mean, this is a game of sort of cat and mouse. So, you know, we start to have passwords, they get round the passwords. We now have to up our game, and we have to be a bit more sophisticated. And I have to say that the websites that we use, the various services that we use, need to do more. Some of them don't even offer proper second factor authentication. Twitter just kicked a load of people off the second factor authentication that they have, unless they're paid customers. There are ways around it, but the fact that they would take people who've already got second factor authentication and then undo it for them, it beggars belief. So, you know, all these services, they have to provide things that are safe for us to use, and we have to be a little bit sensible. It's like, you know, locking your door, maybe having a second lock on your door.
Febzy, thank you very much for updating us there. Febzy Turkalt, the editor of Gadget Detective, on the news of the Genesis website that has now been shut down, but was offering personal details for sale for many thousands of people.